Any other points?
No one in creation can say fluid like Krishna, and the Radha's Krishna was playing so intricate that the demigods were captivating and familiar.
Anything else? So it's annoying.
Input?
Speak loudly.
Shiva and Brahma and Indra, they were so confused. They were so learned and logic. And then they were so confused.
Yeah, I'm increasing the volume. That's good. Okay, so tonight we'll continue. We're going to chapter 36. What is chapter 36 called? What is it? Yeah, the slaying of Arishta. Good. So we're killing the bull demon. Krishna is killing Arishta's fool. So, interesting pastime. So we'll discuss the points from this pastime. Tonight we'll go from verses 1 to 15, chapter 36. The slaying of Arishtasura, the bull demon. This is coming. I tell you, this is coming. Okay. Text number 1. Shukadev Goswami said, the demon Arishta then came to the cowherd village, appearing in the form of a bull with a large hump. He made the earth tremble as he tore it apart with his hooves. So, Janesh, you'd like to read it.
According to the Srila Vishnu Purana, Arishtasura entered Krishna's village at moonlight as the Lord prepared to dance with the gopis. Once midway through the period of dusk, when Lord Janardana was eager to perform the rasa dance, Arishtasura lightly entered the covered village and find everyone.
Very good. So any points there?
What is the connection between the previous chapter and this chapter? It seems like a sudden introduction of Arishtasura from the human being.
Well, the relevance really is Krishna's age. Krishna's in Kaishora Lila. The previous chapter is called Yugala Gita. So it's when Krishna is a youth. So this pastime is also taking place at that point. That's really the connection. Philosophically, there's not really a philosophical correct connection that I know of. But any other points? Means he lives in Bhadarik Ashram in the Himalayas. Son of Vyasadeva. Yeah. You just do a Google search, it'll tell you why. Any other points?
The fact that he gets there at dusk, is that just a coincidence or is it on purpose?
It facilitates the appearance of Radhakund. That's why. So, he's a demon, an asura. Now, one of the main differences between Goloka Vrindavan and Gokul, the spiritual world, and Krishna's pastimes here on the earth, in the spiritual world, there are no demons. There's only Abhiman. Abhiman means the concept that there are demons, but the demons do not actually manifest. In the material world, the demons manifest. So therefore, they are actually there in front of everyone. In the spiritual world, there's just a mental concept. Someone says the demon is coming, but the demon is not there, and the demon never actually comes. But it just enhances the pastime. So here, Arishtasura actually manifests. Now, what does Arishtasura represent? Each of the demons represents a particular anartha, which you must pull out of your heart. If all the anartha is not out of your heart, you cannot go back to Krishna. So you must pull out all the anartha. So each demon represents a particular anartha, or impurity in the heart, which must be taken out. So Arishtasura, he represents pride of fraudulent religionists whose practices have been concocted by cheaters, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says.
Pride of fraudulent
religionists. Yeah, fraudulent religionists.
Sorry, did you say cheaters?
Fraudulent religionists.
Yeah, but concocted by cheaters?
Concocted by cheaters. Whose practices have been concocted by the cheaters. So do you understand this? For a cheating religionist whose practices have been concocted by cheaters. Due to their contaminated condition, they show disrespect to the process of pure devotional service to Krishna. So you see these days, just like you see in, you know, the modern churches, they say they are religious, but actually it's concocted, cheating religion, Kaitava Dharma, because they don't teach the real religion. And then we see it's all becoming exposed, their improper behavior. And then they criticize the actual bhakti, just like in the in Russia, USSR, then the Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox Church, they give a lot of problems to the Hare Krishna movement. Because then they say that they're the actual religion, but actually they're cheating. And they give perverted or impure teachings, not the pure teachings of Krishna or Jesus. And then they cause problems for those who actually are actually practicing bhakti. So Arishtasura represents like this. No? Just like a bull demon. What does the bull represent? Bull. What does a bull represent?
Stubbornness,
yes, but no, I'll get deeper. What does the bull represent? Dharma. Dharma means religiousness. Now, the bull represents everything which is pure in this world, everything which is religious in this world. So it's like you see in Hare Krishna Valley, you saw the transcendental bulls. Yeah, so just by being around them, you can perceive. They breed a pure consciousness. They change your consciousness because they are uncontaminated. So they represent Dharma or pure religion, pure religious practice. So Arishtasura, he appears like a bull. A bull represents Dharma, but actually he's coming there to kill everyone in Vrindavan. So these cheating religionists, they say, oh no, we are teaching, but actually they're killing real religion. They say, no, you can eat meat. If you eat meat, that kills real Dharma. But they say, oh no, we are religious. But you can do these things. So they come in the form of religion, but actually they cheat the people. They destroy religion. Therefore you should stay in the Hare Krishna temple. Stop going to the church. Now where are you guys going Sunday at church? So you stay with the Krishna consciousness movement. Right. This is real religion. Sanatana Dharma. Not kind of a Dharma. So they represent this. So who was Arishtasura in his previous life? He was a Brahmana named Varatantu. And Varatantu was the disciple of Brihaspati, who is the guru of
Indra,
the Devatas. And one day, he was sitting in front of his guru with his legs, his feet out towards his guru, sitting like this. And the guru, Brihaspati, said, because you sit like a bull.
Look at the legs.
Putting your legs like this. He said, because you sit like a bull, I curse you. you're becoming bull. So then curse was there, he fell down to earth. He took birth in Bangladesh as a bull, right? And then by the association of demoniac bulls, he became a demoniac bull. And his name was Arishtasura. So this is where he came from. So you have to be very careful. You can't commit offense in front of advanced devotees. You can't put your foot in front. Point your foot like this. So, In Prabhupada, he was in Los Angeles, and one devotee had his foot in front of Tulsi. Prabhupada said, pay your obeisances to Tulsi. Put your foot back. Never put your foot in front of the superior person. So Arishtasura, that's the history of who he was. But he represents the cheating religion. They act like they're pure, but they're not pure. And Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he 100 years ago, Prabhupada's guru, wrote articles, and he said, actually, everyone in the church, right, they're cheating. And then it all came out. Like now you see all the royal commissions and everything. Child sex abuse in churches, all these things. The worst things, the most demoniac things inside the religion. The Arishtasura represents this, acting like it's one thing, but actually. Okay. So, Krishna's enjoyment can never be impeded. So, the asura is always trying to disturb the devotees, the Hare Krishnas. They try to stop this Hare Krishna movement, the demons. Prabhupada said the more successful ISKCON becomes, the Hare Krishna movement becomes, the bigger the demons get. So the more that we preach and we become successful, the more opposition will come. Prabhupada said opposition is a sign of success. If we're not doing anything, no one will say anything. But if you're successful, everyone will attack you. So this shows the Hare Krishna movement is successful because we have opposition around the world. We have opposition. So this is the demons. They come. Why? Because the preaching is successful. So Krishna's movement and Krishna's enjoyment can never be impeded by the demons. Prabhupada said that. He said the demons will never stop ISKCON. He said the only one thing will stop ISKCON. What is that? When the devotees argue with each other. When you don't treat the other devotees properly, that will stop ISKCON. But outside we cannot be stopped. Inside we can fall apart. Prabhupada said many sticks together you cannot break. But one stick, when everyone starts segregating, then it becomes weak. Prabhupada said the proof of how much you love me is how much you cooperate after I am gone. Any points?
Arishta, yes. Is there any meaning of Arishta?
Arishta means, does anyone know what it means? Arishta. Anyone knows?
Just a name, maybe just a name.
No, it would have a meaning. I don't know. Sanskrit, I don't know. So I have to.
Telugu, Arishta means not good, not auspicious.
Not good. You sure?
In Telugu, yes.
In Telugu.
Yeah.
In your language.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it's like that. Yeah, that could be the meaning. Not good. Inauspicious. Anything else? Yes.
If I was just thinking about all the demoniac acts that can be done.
Yeah.
Is this like the worst? Because.
What?
To pretend you're a bull or dharma, or to pretend you have you're in the name of God, you're preaching a religion.
Yeah,
it's actually bad. Isn't that like the worst offense in the name of God to do something like that?
The worst offense is to kill a brahmana or a cow. That's the worst offense. yeah, it's definitely inauspicious to act like you're one thing within two.
Especially that God will protect. God will protect us from.
Yeah. Dress like you're a priest, but then not act like a priest. Yeah. Anything else? Okay. Text number two. Aristasura bellowed very harshly and passed and pawed the ground. With his tail raised and his eyes glaring, he began to tear up the embankments with the tips of his horns, every now and then passing a little stool and
urine.
So the point is that he made one very serious mistake. What did he do? What's that? Attacked what? Yeah. In other words, what's he doing?
He's
causing disturbance in the spiritual world. That is the worst thing you can do. You come into the temple. The temple is, Prabhupada said, when you come into the temple, it is Satchi Yuga. Satchi Yuga means everything is peaceful, everything is nice. So this temple is like Vaikuntha, no anxiety. So you come into the spiritual atmosphere, you create problems, then you are like a demon, like a Rishta. He's creating problems for everyone. So means when you come to the temple and you associate with the devotees, but then you start causing problems and politics, and sometimes you hear someone says, oh, about this one, and someone says about that one, then what are you doing? Acting like an asura. So then what will Krishna do with you? Yeah, big trouble. So Aristasura is coming into Vrindavan and causing problems. So therefore he is considered to be demoniac. And we see that Krishna does not like this. So Krishna will vinash, which means remove. If someone is causing problems, then Krishna will remove that person. So we have to be very careful. We don't cause problems in other devotees' spiritual life. Rupa Goswami says this. Be very careful about offending the devotees or putting impediments on the path of the devotees. We're supposed to help each other come back to Krishna, not get in the way. It's not our service, our duty to stop the other devotees from getting to Krishna. You have to help the devotees get to Krishna at all costs. That is your seva. Serve the devotees. Don't pull them back. So Aristasura, he was doing the opposite. So then Krishna, big trouble. Any points? Next, number 3 and 4. My dear king, clouds hovered about sharp-horned Arishtasura's hump, mistaking it for a mountain. And when the cowherd men and ladies caught sight of the demon, they were struck with terror. Indeed, the strident reverberation of his roar so frightened the pregnant cows and women that they lost their fetuses in miscarriages. Would have a bundle.
Vedic literature categorizes miscarriages as follows. The childbirth, swabe, pada, anchana, sastayo, pada, urdhvam, prastiyuse. Up to the 4th month of a premature delivery is called srava. In the 5th and 6th month, it is called pada. And after this, it is considered a birth, prasuti.
Any point?
First trimester, second trimester, and the following the same. What is
it? So, it's very inauspicious to disturb a pregnant woman. In Vedic civilization, a pregnant woman is considered to be a sign of auspiciousness. If you see a woman, she's pregnant, then that is auspicious. That is good fortune. So they must be protected under all circumstances. So Rishasura doing the most demoniac thing. He's giving terror or disturbance through a pregnant woman. So this is very sinful. If you want to upset Krishna, this is the perfect way to do it. Krishna becomes very disturbed with Arishtasura. So two things are especially important when women are pregnant. What do we always tell them? Yeah, that's good. Actually, that's more important. But I was thinking two things. That's even more important. What we always tell women, Burujan Prabhu, I heard him say many years ago, so I always repeat. Whenever the woman is pregnant, we always say, drink milk and be peaceful. These two things are very important. The woman is pregnant. She has to drink milk. It's good for the baby. Different women, different. You know, I told one Mataji, drink milk. And she said, every time I drink milk, I throw up. So it's like, I'll drink it. If the body is accepting and assimilating. Like that. And then it has to be peaceful. The women have to be very peaceful during. Because the consciousness of the mother affects the child. If the mother is disturbed, the child will feel distress. So very important that the woman is pregnant. But even more important, as the devotee said, hear the Bhagavad Gita. If the woman is pregnant, especially from 6 months, from 6 months on, then what takes place? The child begins to wake up. So it can begin to hear. So the vibration is there. It will purify. Even if the child does not understand, that it will become purified. Just like Prabhupada used to lecture sometimes in India, and his Western disciples were there. They don't speak Hindi or Bengali or anything. So Prabhupada would lecture in Hindi, and then Prabhupada would say, you just sit there and you listen. Even if you don't understand, the sound vibration will purify. Same as the Hare Krishna mantra. You go on the streets of Melbourne, you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, do Harinam Sankirtan, and everyone becomes purified. They don't understand the meaning, but just by hearing the sound, it purifies the consciousness. So you can say that's the most important. So Arishasura was not doing that. He was not making them peaceful, he was not giving them milk, and he was not chanting the Bhagavad. So Krishna was not very happy. Any points?
Yeah. Even the trees are purified by hearing the holy name. Haridas Thakur said.
Yeah. So you can walk up and down Sankirtan Road and chant to the trees. I saw one man the other day, I thought it was you, chanting.
I also heard that, as you said, Srimad Bhagavatam, they can also do kirtan during pregnancy.
That's also good. Anything else? Okay. Text number 5. The domestic animals fled the pasture in fear, O king, and all the inhabitants rushed to Lord Govinda for shelter, crying,
Krishna, Krishna.
So, what is the most necessary thing in our life? Take shelter of Krishna. There are 10 subject matters in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What are the 10 subject matters? Saga, Visaga. Anything else? Huh? You remember? Ishanukata. Ishanukata. Yeah. Anything else?
Potion.
Yeah, potion.
Potion.
Yep. Anything else? Moksha. We have 10 subject matters. But the 10th canto, Prabhupada calls the Samambonam. Samambonam means ashraya. It is ashraya. It gives shelter. Krishna gives shelter to every living entity, even to the ants, even to the birds, even to the human beings. Krishna gives shelter to everyone. So Krishna is the ultimate shelter. So what do the residents of Vrindavan teach us? That when Krishna is there and there is some problem, they take shelter of Krishna. You see that all through the Bhagavatam, all through the Vedas. What is the famous example in the Mahabharata? So Draupadi, right? When she was in difficulty, what did she chant?
Govinda.
Hey Krishna. Hey Govinda. So when you're in difficulty, what do you chant? Have you ever been in a situation where you're in very great difficulty? Then what did you say? You said that? I'm saying if you're in it, did you actually go through any problem? Were you suddenly in difficulty?
Yes.
Yeah, it happened to me a number of times. You know, suddenly my car, something like that. I said, Krishna, Krishna. So this is our test. And actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that there is a price in purchasing the holy name. Because everyone here, we all chant the holy name. But we all don't chant the holy. We don't all chant the holy name on the same level of, with the same level of dependence. We chant it with different levels of dependence. So there are 9 levels of bhakti: Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anatta Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchiya, Sakti, Bhava, Prema. So according to your level of advancement, you chant on one of those levels. So, what is the currency or the price that you have to pay to move from one level to another? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you have to enter the marketplace of the holy name, where the holy name is being sold. And who is in charge of the marketplace?
Namdev.
Selling the holy name.
Namdev.
Lord Nityananda. Have you met Lord Nityananda? He lives just here. 30 feet away from us. He's standing right there. So you go and see him after class. And then you have to go to him and you have to pray. Please give me the holy name. And he will say, how much money do you have? And then you have to look in your hands. And what is the currency? The currency is Shraddha. Shraddha means your faith. So he will see, how much faith do you have? To what level? Are you on the platform of Anatta Nivritti? Or are you Nishta? Or are you Ruchi or Sakti Bhava? So according to how much faith, that much holy name he will give you. So if you have complete faith, he will give Krishna himself. But if your faith is less, then according to how much. So when we chant, according to how much dependency we have on Krishna, then Krishna will manifest. So the Brijvasis, they said, Krishna, Krishna, save us. So what did Krishna do? He personally came. Did he ever turn up when you called out to him? There's one story in Vrindavan. Did he? Did you see him? Did you actually see him?
No.
There's one story in Vrindavan. One old Mataji. She was carrying sticks on her head. Big pile of sticks. So she's walking down the road and the sticks fell on the ground. Right? And she said, Krishna, Krishna.
please help me. Bring this, put the sticks back on my head. So she opened her eyes and Krishna was standing there. So he said, what would you like? She said, please put the sticks back on my head. So when Krishna picked them up, he put the sticks back on his head. And then he smiled, disappeared. So if you call, like the bridge bus is called, Krishna actually appears. So if the intensity is there, Krishna will appear. The reason Krishna does not appear is because we don't have the intensity yet. She had the intensity, but then when he came, she asked for the wrong thing. So you have to ask for the right thing. Just like when you go before Lord Nisringadev. You say to Lord Nisringadev, remove my obstacles. But then you actually have to mean it, be sincere, because he will remove them. So it all depends on your sincerity. So the bridge bhasis, they chant, Krishna, Krishna. Any points?
The story you spoke about, so that lady,
yes,
didn't have any kind of material of wealth. Obviously, we don't need to go. We don't want to ask Krishna to give us liberation or something. So maybe she didn't have that intention.
She had a material desire. We should not call Krishna to fulfill our material desires. He can easily fulfill your material desires. You want sticks, he can give you sticks. You want a Mercedes Benz? No problem. No problem. But if you want Krishna, then you have to call with the right intensity and the right desire in your heart. Any other point?
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur also wrote that when he used to pick fruits from the trees, from the neighbors, nice fruits. So one day he asked one of the elderly ladies that somebody said they are bhutas. You know? So the lady said, if you say Rama, Lord's name, then nobody will come and you can pick me. And he did the same, and then he got more faith in the holy name. So he has described it as.
Any other point?
Do we really know what we should ask? I mean, I've always wondered. Just go and just sort of surrender in front of the Lord, and then say, Lord, whatever you think right. I'm taking refuge in you. What can you actually ask? You know?
How can I serve you? For the rest of your life, that's all you have to ask. How can I serve you? Thou sawest me. I am your servant. How can I serve you? Is it okay? Write it down. I was just joking, you have to write it down.
On that point, I remember my Guru Maharaj always says, how can I serve you? Jagataka Swami.
Jagataka Swami Maharaj Ki. Jai. Just hear his name, you'll become purified. Jaya Pataka Swami Maharaj Ki. Just hear his name, you become purified. Any other point? Okay. When the Supreme Lord saw the cowherd community distraught and fleeing in fear, he calmed them, saying, don't be afraid. Then he called out to the bull demon as follows. So if Krishna is there, in the Sanskrit, what does it say? Baya vidrutam. What does that mean? Baya vidrutam means? Drives out all the fear. Vidrutam. Baya. This means drives out all the fear. So if you take shelter of Krishna, he will drive out all of the fear in your life, your consciousness. Actually, I was speaking to I met a man the other day. What day is it? Friday night? Yeah, Friday night. I was in Geelong. I had to do some things for the retreat. I was walking down the street, and one, like an older man, is sitting there having a cup of coffee on the cafe. As I walked past, I just smiled at him. He smiled at me. And he said, "Are you Hare Krishna?" And I said, "Yep." Yeah. He saw my haircut, Kanti Mala. He said, "You Hare Krishna?" I said, "Yeah." So we stopped, and I talked to him. We preached to him for a few minutes. So I was speaking to him, and he said, "Actually, one time I died, had like left my body, but then they brought me back to life." And then my wife was there. She said, "What was that? What happened?" He said, "I was completely peaceful." He said, "In the beginning, he was drowning." So he said, "When you're drowning, you panic." And then he said, he got to a point, at the first, he was very fearful, panic. But then he got to a point where he just realized, "I'm going to die." So he said, he just let go of everything. He's completely peaceful. So the residents of Vrindavan are like this. They realize the big problem, and then they call out to Krishna, and then they become completely peaceful. Prabhupada was like that. Prabhupada was always peaceful. Even in very difficult circumstances, he was peaceful. Why? He totally surrendered to Krishna. So the bridge buses are teaching us. If you take shelter of Krishna, then bhaya, fear, becomes removed. Prabhupada's name was?
Abhay.
Abhay. No fear. Our name is Bayadas. We're always scared of things. Oh, I don't have enough money. Oh, I don't have enough makeup. Big fear for the Mataji. Oh, not enough makeup. How can I go outside the house? I have my daughter now, she's 12, right, becoming like 13. So, you know, she gets a few pimples. You know, when you're at that age,
yeah,
you get some pimples, right? So she puts something on it, you know, to buy something to put on it to cover it. So she has fear. I can't walk outside the house. And the mother rushes her, come on, we have to go. No, I fear all this. So in this world, we have so much fear. We don't have enough makeup, or we don't have enough money, or we don't have a cricket team that wins. We all get scared of so many things. That's the nature of this world. But one who is reliant on Krishna, he has no fear. In any circumstance, even without makeup, completely peaceful. He's very advanced. You don't have makeup and still you don't have any fear. Means you're very advanced. But in the material world, we're scared of so many. Or if you don't have money, but then you don't have money, but still you don't have any fear. You just say, "Krishna will look after me." That is advanced. That is relying on Krishna. One time I was in Vrindavan with my Guru Maharaj many years ago. And then one devotee came and he didn't have any money. He said, "I got here, but now I don't have any money." Tamal Krishnamurti said to him, he said, "This is the best position. Because you're in Vrindavan and you have nothing. Only Krishna. This is the best position." That's why the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they renounced everything. They went to Vrindavan, but they gave up all their wealth, everything, just to rely on Krishna. Actually, that's the best position. Then you have no anxiety. If you can do it, you have to be advanced. Don't artificially. Prabhupada said, don't imitate the Goswamis. Any points?
When Srila Prabhupada had a fight with Mr. Nair for Jihu Temple, it's a big episode. And Giriraj Maharaj was following the case with Tamal Krishna Swami. And I'm told, a prostitute was sent by Nair, Mr. Nair, for Giriraj Maharaj.
Yeah, he sent a prostitute.
Yeah.
But then he thought, if I fall down with the prostitute, then it will damage Prabhupada's reputation.
Absolutely.
So he renounced it.
And Prabhupada said he's a very simple man.
We're talking about like when you have nothing and then you also because you become so hopeless for the material, material desires or material things that you don't want, you may not get it, it doesn't become hopeless and you may not get it. So we should have that way.
Yeah, I mean, some people, they lose, even devotees, sometimes they lose everything, but they don't take shelter of Krishna. Krishna takes everything away, and then they become full of anxiety. But when you're advanced, then if Krishna takes everything away, then you rely on him. So it's up to you which way. Krishna will give you a test, but whether or not you will pass the test. Sometimes Krishna takes everything away, but then we become less attached to him. Sometimes it takes everything away, we become more attached. Up to you. TK? You fool! What do you think you're doing? You wicked rascal. Frightening the cowherd community and their animals when I am here just to punish corrupt miscreants like you. So, when we punish miscreants, there is no reaction. So if someone is acting improperly, it is your duty to correct them. If someone is improper behavior, even amongst all the devotees, sometimes you see one devotee is not behaving properly. So it is your duty to correct the devotee. You have to point out you are being nonsense. Stop doing this nonsense. This is our duty to do like that. Of course, it is easy when the devotee accepts your authority. If the devotee doesn't accept your authority, then go and find someone who is an authority and ask them to correct. So we must correct. So Krishna, he does not tolerate. Someone is being nonsense, what does Krishna do? And chastise them. Give it. Aristasura. So Krishna says, you will act like that in front of me? I will chastise you. So that has to be the mood of the devotee. The mood is that if someone is behaving improperly, we have to correct the person. Just like your kids, if they're making too much problem, what do you say? You have to do that. Because otherwise they don't develop good character. You see, like the boys, they behave nicely. Even though they're young boys, but they can sit here in the class. They don't go, I mean, they're boys, so they move around all the time, and they eat this, and then they do this. Like, but they're pretty good. Pretty good. Right, because some character has been developed. Because if they don't act properly, we have to say, not acting properly. Then they develop good character. So it's necessary. So we see amongst the devotees, anyone who's not behaving properly, you have to say, hey, this is not good. The real friend, he corrects. Right? Someone who is superficial friend, they won't say anything to you. It's okay, you just do whatever you want. But if someone cares about you, say, hey, Budmash. What does that mean?
Naughty.
Yeah, naughty. Hey. Have to say. It's necessary. Otherwise the person will not develop good character. So sometimes you have to chastise. Is it okay? Having spoken these words, the infallible Lord Hari slapped his arms with his palms, further angering Arishta. With a loud sound, the Lord then casually threw his mighty serpentine arm over the shoulder of a friend and stood facing the demon. So, Jamuna, can you read the purport?
Lord Krishna showed his contempt for the
Any points there? Why? What was he trying to do? And what else is he doing?
Plus, he is showing that he doesn't, Arista Shura is not a big enough challenge for him by just standing casually with his arm around his
chest. Yeah, trying to intimidate the enemy. Because in battle, when you go to war, you have to intimidate the enemy. Psychologically, you have to be over them. Actually, many fights are won by psychology. Even the other person is bigger in the Bible. There's one famous story of David and Goliath. So you might have heard. Maybe I don't know if you know the story. One story is it. David, just a normal man. Goliath was giant man, huge man. No one could defeat him. But David, he was psychologically, he was not scared of him. So he stayed psychologically focused and he defeated him. So sometimes, just if you are in that mood, then you can defeat. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter. Now, what took place? The Pandavas were there and the Kauravas were there. How big was the Kaurava army? Very big, very good. Thank you so much for your expert critique. Well, I did not know it was very big. Okay, so how big was the army? Kauravas had 11 Akshahini. Pandavas had 7 Akshahini. So it means like 2/3 bigger. Like in the class now, so like 20 people, so it's like 16 versus 8 or something like that. You get like 2/3, one side, 1/3. So when the Pandavas were standing there, in the morning they woke up, they saw all of the army. That army was much bigger than their army. So then how do you feel? Maybe you feel like intimidated, or maybe you feel afraid or scared. But they depended on Krishna. So actually they thought, no, we will win. So then it says, Bhishma and the Kauravas blew the conch shell. And it said very loud. But then it said, Krishna and Arjuna and all of the Pandavas, they blew. And when they blew the conch shell, it said it cracked the heart of Duryodhana and the Kauravas. Just by the sound. So because psychologically they intimidated them. We will defeat you. So they had that mentality. So Krishna is like that. Like someone is very angry and you just stand there casually. He just put his arm on Subal, his friend, says Subal, in Ustana Chakravarti Thakur. Just put his like that, across his leg, and he was just standing there. And there was just sort of a big bull going, smashing the ground. Right? And the bull is angry, very scary. And Krishna's just standing there looking at him. Right? And he just says to Sabha, look at this guy. What will you do? Right? So psychologically, he's intimidating, infuriating. And we'll see in a few chapters when he goes to see Kamsa. What does he do? Right? There, it's far out, actually. It's one of my favorite parts. When he walks into Kamsa's arena, you'll see what he does. To intimidate Kamsa. Very powerful. They take the tusk of Kuvalaya Peed, the elephant. Krishna and Balaram just killed the elephant, Kuvalaya Peed. And they put the tusk on their shoulders. They walk into the arena with the tusk on the shoulder. And they're just looking around. Elephant tusk. Big one on the shoulder. Just walk in. And they walk straight up to Kamsa, where Kamsa is sitting. They walk up and they get the tusk and they go, they put it in the ground. And they turn around and they walk away. They don't even look at him. They show their back. So if someone comes up to him and smashes something and then just walks away, you think, who is this guy? So that Krishna is intimidating. So he's showing the demons, you are dealing with the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead. So basically you are a fool. If you surrender to me now, I will give you your life back. Just like when Ram fought with Ravan, what did he do? Lord Ramachandra, he smashed Ravan's chariot, smashed his weapons, and then he said, now, you dog, I will give you your life back if you just go back into the palace, bring my wife, give her to me, I will spare your life. Otherwise, you go back, take rest, come back tomorrow without her, I will kill you. So that is your choice. So he gave him the choice. So Krishna is dealing like that with Arishtasura. You're a fool, right? If you come to me, you will die. So he's intimidating. So when we come to Krishna, we should just be very submissive, because you can't defeat him. Any points?
It's a practice in the wrestling match.
What is that?
No, the wrestling match is because in the wrestling in India, it's a practice they do similar.
They slap the arms.
Yeah. The eyes, just to show the opposite that I'm more sound may make.
Yeah, sometimes it makes you laugh. I slap the arms, just like me. Are you serious? If you do that, you have to be powerful. They say that when Arjuna, Dronacharya trained them all the Pandavas and the Kauravas, and then he had one exhibition where everyone showed their abilities. So everyone showed how powerful they were, and then finally Arjuna came and he performed activities with his bow that no one else could do. Right? He was shooting his bow and showing his power. Right? And then everyone thought there was no warrior greater than Arjuna. And then who entered into the arena? Karna. So Karna went in and he took, he had bracelets. Like, how do you get, they're like amulets. They're like big metal, like this. So he walked in, he went like that. And when he cracked, the whole stadium went. And everyone looked just by the sound. Right? And he said, I am here. And, well, I will do everything Arjuna did. And then he did everything that Arjuna did. Right? Just to show his power. So if you're going to do that, make sure you're a good son. Otherwise, everyone just go.
I thought they didn't let him show.
They let him do everything. And then, even Yudhisthira thought, he may be even greater than Arjuna. And then he challenged Arjuna. He said, hey, Partha, only one of us will live now. Come and fight with me now, and then we'll see who is the real warrior. So they're about to fight. Right? And then Dronacharya said, no, the sun has gone down, no fighting. And then they stopped. Hare Krishna. There's a different pastime. I think you're thinking of the Swayambhara. He was about to fire the arrow, and then Draupadi said, even if he fires the arrow, I will not marry him.
Actually,
it's
in the TV series. They don't let him perform in the TV series, so
it
might possibly be.
Yeah, you've been watching too much television.
No. I've heard it. And Acharya said that because you're not my disciple, so you can't go.
That was
Ekalavya. Ekalavya, yeah. Ekalavya, he said you have to cut off your thumb.
Yeah.
Like that. Different pastime. But with Karna, they were going to fight, him and Arjuna. And Drona saw, he said, if they fight now, one will die.
Okay.
So then Drona said, no, the sun has gone down, no fighting.
Okay.
And then everything was stopped. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Thus provoked, Arishta pawed the ground with one of his hooves, and then, with the clouds hovering around his upraised tail, furiously charged Krishna. So these demons were very powerful. It's not like these days. These days, people are not so powerful. This demon, it said when he moved his tail, the clouds were moving. So it means he was big. Like big. Big.
Huge.
Huge, yeah. So, you know, these are powerful asuras. Krishna wasn't dealing with, like, ordinary people. Krishna was dealing very, very powerful asura. That easily he defeated. Pointing the tips of his horn straight ahead and glaring menacingly at Lord Krishna from the corners of his bloodshot eyes, Arista rushed toward him at full speed, like a thunderbolt hurled by Indra. The Supreme Lord Krishna seized Arishtasura by the horns and threw him back 18 steps, just like an elephant might do when fighting a rival elephant. So he has run at Krishna, he put his horns down to charge Krishna, and Krishna's grabbed his horns. And then you see the bulls sometimes, when the bulls fight, they lock horns and they, well, they're pushing each other. So Krishna's grabbing, he's pushing, and they're pushing each other, and then Krishna goes, pushes him, and he goes 18 steps back. That's how powerful Krishna is. So Krishna pushes him. So he shows how powerful he is. Do not mess with Krishna. I tell you, do not mess with Krishna. Krishna is so powerful. You have to be on Krishna's side. You don't want to get on the wrong side of Krishna. Thus, repulsed by the Supreme Lord, the bull demon got up and, breathing hard and sweating all over his body, again charged him in a mindless rage. So I was reading in Ananda Brindavan Champal the other day, and one very nice, it's actually in the Gopi Gita, and Krishna and the Gopis are talking. And the Gopis asking Krishna many questions, which are not actually in the Bhagavatam, like extra questions they ask. And they say to Krishna, what must be renounced at all costs? What would you say? Pride, very good. That's a very good answer. What would you say? What must be renounced at all costs? False ego, very good. What else?
Selfishness,
very good. Yeah, lust, very good. What else? Renounce at all costs. Anger, yeah. Krishna actually says, like, uncontained anger. When you get, like, too angry, that's the biggest waste of energy. Because everyone's just laughing at you. You see when someone gets really angry? Everyone just kind of looks at them like, is this person for real? Or, you know, when someone really gets worked up about something. Like you're in a supermarket or something and someone starts getting, everyone kind of thinks, so is this person actually serious? So this is just a complete waste of energy, right? When your anger spirals out of control. So you see here that Arishtasura, he's so angry that his eyes are red. So his anger is just furious. So it's a waste of energy. And what will Krishna do to him? We will see in the next verse. It's not pretty. As Arishta attacked, Lord Krishna seized him by the horns and knocked him to the ground with his foot. The Lord then thrashed him as if he were a wet cloth, and finally he yanked out one of the demon's horns and struck him with it until he lay prostrate. So what did Krishna do to him?
Without any arms, Lord Krishna didn't.
Krishna grabbed him by the back legs. So imagine a bull, big bull. He grabbed him by the back legs, and then, is anyone here from India? Right, so have you seen the dobi wala?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They get the cloth, like the dhoti. So he picked up his back legs and he went, he was smashing him on the ground. Right? And just smashed him. Like this. Right? Multiple times. Right? Just smashing his body. And then, when he's completely
prostrate.
Jelly.
Right? Yeah, like jelly. Just completely. God. I mean, imagine someone's doing this to you. Picking you up, just going. Right? And then after two or three times, you're like, on the ground. Krishna gets his horn, right? Rips it out of his head, and then stabs him in the side. Like, with his own horn. And then again. So imagine. Right? This is the person you worship. You go to Mangalati just to see this person. The kind of God that you worship. Who would do this to someone? But you worship this person. Right? So what does this show? This shows that Krishna does not appreciate demoniac qualities. And if we have demoniac qualities in us, sometimes Krishna deals very heavily. And sometimes devotees say, oh my God, why is Krishna being so heavy? Because he wants to get rid, he doesn't like these things. So if he sees in you, just like one devotee, god sister, she's very sick at the moment. Right? She has some problem. And then we said, are you okay? And she said, actually, I have some anattas, some material things. So Krishna is being heavy on me to remove these things. So sometimes if Krishna is heavy on you, he's removing some defect. So you see, Krishna is not a light person. And he doesn't like these qualities in his devotee. So these demons, they represent anattas in our consciousness. So Krishna is very forceful. Don't make him upset. He's very, very heavy.
But didn't you say, did you say mercy?
Yeah, it's mercy. Vomiting blood and profusely excreting stool and urine, kicking his legs and rolling his eyes about, Arishtasura thus went painfully to the abode of death. The demigods honored Lord Krishna by scattering flowers upon him. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Krishna almost killed him, and then he called Yamaraj, and Yamaraj came, and Yamaraj killed him, and then took him. And then it said that Arishtasura became liberated. His soul flew off.
Why didn't Krishna?
Not sure. Sometimes he does it himself or for whatever reason.
Does that technically count if he didn't die? He got injured from Krishna, but he didn't die from Krishna. Does that count?
Yeah, because in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, it says that all the devotees that Arjuna killed, not devotees, all the warriors that Arjuna killed, the last thing they saw was Krishna. So even though Krishna did not kill them, but the last thing they saw was Krishna, they got so. Okay, one more verse. Having thus killed the bull demon Arishta, he who is a festival for the gopis' eyes, entered the cowherd village with Balaram. So in the purport, it says that Krishna is like a thunderbolt or like a rose. So Krishna will treat you according to your behavior. If you're acting very nicely, Krishna will give you the rose. And if you're not acting very nicely, Krishna will give you the thunderbolt. Hands up if you like the rose. Hands up if you like the thunderbolt. Yeah. Depends how you act. You act nicely, Krishna will give you. But if you do not act properly, if you have some negative quality, then Krishna will smash. Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagwan, a key. So tomorrow night we'll continue with chapter 16.